Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
So, Nikki, about 3 years ago, the people in Crystal Dynamics rebooted Tomb Raider, and they gave us a much more down-to-earth Lara Croft. She was a young college student, maybe a recent college graduate, that ended up in a boat wreck and then explored a large tomb and also, I think in the combat, killed 300 to 500 people, but, you know, she was new to that.
That's what happens to most recent college graduates.
Well, you know, that's the problem with combat in video games, is that you end up shooting a lot of people. But she also did, like, a little bit of Tomb Raiding and a lot of shooting. Well, enter Rise of the Tomb Raider, now an Xbox One exclusive, and we did receive a code from Microsoft to review said game. And this is the sequel to that game, and it feels almost like it's almost like the next episode in a TV show. It feels more like that than almost a sequel to a movie, because it just kind of picks right up. I think it's about 18 months later, but you're in Siberia, you know, you're
just doing your thing,
doing some mountain climbing, you're looking for a lost city, and the next thing you know, you're finding it. But, dude, it is... well, let's talk about the stuff Rise of the Tomb Raider I liked.
If you're normally a fan of Tomb Raider, like those couple of movies, and you're like, well, I want to play a game that... It doesn't follow that storyline at all.
No, it does not. Like, this follows that storyline that they started. But it's the same basic idea. She is Lara Croft. She is the daughter of... what's his name? Croft.
Mr. Croft.
Mr. Croft.
Senior Croft.
That guy, right? So this is a game that is much more Tomb Raider than it is Uncharted combat. The climbing and the platforming, so good. I mean, the controls are fantastic. You're climbing up the side of buildings, ruins, mountains. Like, it just... They really have nailed that. It just feels right. And while the combat is here and it now has crafting, Nikki, you can make a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you find, you know, an empty can, you can make yourself a little grenade and chuck it in case somebody's messing with you, right? So it now has crafting, which is cool. Combat actually is excellent. There's just a lot less of it this time around to focus on exploring and tomb raiding. And that's what I actually love.
So you have to find items?
You do, and you have to find the tombs. They're optional. So you'll walk in an area and it'll be like, hey, we think there's an optional tomb in here. So you wander around, you find it. And that's just the part of the game I love. You walk in there and you look up way up in some corner and it's like, how the heck am I supposed to get up there? And that's when the problem solving and the puzzle solving kicks in. And like, dude, I just absolutely love that stuff. It's Rise of the Tomb Raider. It's not a fully open world game, but there are open areas. And then in those open areas, there are mission givers. So it'll be like, hey, can you go over and get this? And they give you stuff that you don't need. But like, I got a lockpick for doing some favors for a guy, which enabled me to upgrade this and do that. So a lot of optional side stuff. But to me, none of it was optional. I wanted to do everything. And just to give you an idea in this open world, like, I didn't even know about the optional tombs. I'm just wandering around and I was climbing and I saw this crack in the rock and I was like, wonder if I can fit through that. So I climbed up and I did fit through it. And there was this whole tomb in there. And it was like an hour's worth of stuff that if I hadn't gone up there, I wouldn't have found it. I love that crap.
I know you do.
I love it. Like, I just love that kind of exploration and the client. Like, you know what? The bottom line is, like, I just had a lot of fun playing this, which for me, it comes down to that. The story I found to be not necessarily hugely compelling. You're looking for this source of immortality that these people think they found, and it's the thing your dad was looking for when he committed suicide. Or did he? You know, you have to dig in there and find out. But it's Rise of the Tomb Raider, Xbox One exclusive.
I think he liked it.
You know what? I just had a lot. Like, it just comes down to I had a lot of fun. And I know a lot of people are talking about Fallout 4 today. For me, I was more interested in Rise of the Tomb Raider. So it's out. It's an exclusive to the Xbox One. It'll be out on the PC next year, the PS4 at some point. Remember, Riot Control, riot.radiou.com. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes. And if you got something you want us to take a look at, sure, let us know.